This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Radio KSCR, variety radio at its best, Native Vines Winery, a different kind of wine country, Carefree Travel and Meetings, a truly carefree travel experience, and 3000 Records, promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels. Ever get a feeling there's nothing on the radio? Then tune in to Radio KSCR. KSCR Radio is variety radio at its best, spinning the best in rap, rock, R&B, alternative, and electro. Experience what you've been missing. Tune in and turn yourself on to great music. Visit us at RadioKSCR.com. Welcome to a different kind of wine country. Native Vines Winery is located in Lexington, North Carolina, and offers a unique line of vinifera wines as well as sweet fruit and specialty wines. Come by the winery, enjoy the grounds, taste the wine, and stay a while. Native Vines Winery, the first American Indian-owned and operated winery in the United States. A different kind of wine country located at 1336 North NC Highway 150, Lexington, North Carolina 27295. Or visit us online at nativevineswinery.com. Traveling for business. What a pain. So travel like you haven't got a care in the world. Book your next trip with Carefree Travel and Meetings. We offer free hotel, travel, reservation service to cities all over the world, as well as complimentary concierge services. We also provide meeting and event planning assistance to individuals and in-house event planners throughout North and South America. With our extensive travel, meeting, and event experience, our desire is to make your travel experience truly carefree. Carefree Travel and Meetings. Visit us at carefreetravelandmeetings.com and tell them Rockwired sent you for a special rate. You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for The Refusers and their new EP, Born to Rock. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media, LLC. A limited liability company. Please stand by. Steve McQueen, prettiest boy I've ever seen. See him shake on the movie screen. Jimmy Dean. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today we're giving it up for The Refusers and their new EP, Born to Rock. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Michael Belkin of The Refusers regarding the new release, and you're going to hear that interview in just a few minutes. But first, here are The Refusers with Born to Rock.
Prisoners are held behind bars. This world must Masters. Been rocking one with my Stratocaster. Thank God for whistleblowers. They tell us secrets.
That was The Refusers with Born to Rock, and that's the title track of their brand new EP. For more on the band, check them out at their official website, www.therefusers.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Michael Belkin of The Refusers regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
I've listened to the album in its entirety, and, you know, I couldn't think of a better time for an album like yours to be out.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping too. You know, I've been thinking that things are at a turning point here in terms of public sentiment and what people are thinking, and I saw this coming. You know, I've been writing these songs for a year or so, and it's finally coming out right about the time things are getting exciting.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I shouldn't be too surprised that there isn't a lot of music out there that's speaking to all this sort of stuff. You know, I mean, people, and because people have such strong opinions one way or the other, whether it should be Trump or whether it should be Sanders or whether it should be Hillary. You know, and you would think that would get reflected in music somehow, but it never does.
Yeah,
at least not in the music we hear. I don't know.
Yeah, well, we're political. I'm not really, you know, endorsing any candidate or anything.
Right.
I think whoever gets elected is still going to be a mess. You know, I just think we've got a lot of problems in this country, and there's no easy solutions. There's no easy political solutions or economic solutions. I'm glad you like the music. I'm glad you get it. You know, Rhonda has really been a good, a good voice for us. She got it originally. You know, she got what we're trying to do. Conceptually and musically, and I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, and it's out there for people to hear now. So, how do you feel about it now that all the writing and all the recording and all the work is behind you, in a sense?
Well, I just hope that we're able to click. You know, like I'm a big critic of the music industry and where the kind of music that I'm hearing, and it's hard enough being a musician. I don't want to get beat down on musicians or anything. You know, you have to take a vow of poverty to be a musician or anything.
Right.
In the first place. It's a hard road to hoe. And anybody who wants to make it professionally, you know, you have to really make a lot of sacrifices. But I just think things are going to change. That's what I think. I think that people want something more, and that people are waking up. And that they've been fed this cookie cutter crap music, from pop music, from producers, the Swedish producers, Dr. Luke, and all that kind of stuff. And I just think the music business and music, writers are going to move in a new direction. And we're not the only ones doing it, but I'd like to kind of nudge things in a more meaningful direction. I think is what I'm hoping.
And I've got, as you know, you talk about the vow of poverty that a musician takes, and yet, you know, I'm talking to a former Wall Street wizard.
Yeah, well, our band, you know, like, it's no joke, you know, the bass player's teaching, you know, he's living, sharing not a very nice apartment, and he doesn't have a car, and our keyboard player, who's fantastic, Joe Doria, he's a legend in Seattle, you know, we're so delighted to have him in the band. He's just a monster Hammond organ player, and you know, and same thing with him, you know, he's just scraping by, you know, he's a fantastic musician, and he's got a great reputation, you know, and he's a session player, and he plays in a lot of different bands, but he loves what we're doing. But even him, you know, I mean, that's you just have to scrape by, you know, doing whatever, you know how it is as a musician, you just, you know, you wait for the phone to ring. You just wonder how you're going to pay the bills. You know, take care of your kids or whatever whatever kind of expenses you have, meet the mortgage, pay the rent.
And bring me back to the establishment of the Refusers. How did this whole thing get off the ground?
Well, there's a concept in the brand. So the brand is our hand. You know, it's a hand of refusal. And originally it was against, oddly enough, the pharmaceutical industry. You know, I think, you know, I come out of Wall Street background, and I've seen what happens on the inside of the financial system, right? And I think it's a mess. I think it's crooked. You know, I think the banking system is crooked. Goldman Sachs is crooked. There are all these incestuous relationships. There's insider trading going on between government leaking information to investment banks who take positions in the market and manipulate things. And, you know, Matt Tabby of Rolling Stone wrote a great article a couple of years ago about Goldman Sachs calling it the vampire squid with its tentacles into all parts of the economy. And that's really true. And so our idea is refusal, that hand of saying, no, you can't do that. You can't do that to me. So corporations, you know, I'm no communist, you know, don't get me wrong, but I mean, corporations and the government want to extend their power and move us around like we're little pawns on the board, you know. And so the idea of music is saying, no, you can't do that. And, you know, music is supposed to be dangerous. Rock music is supposed to threaten the status quo, right? And that's what we're trying to do. So, I mean, that's exactly what we're trying to do here with the Refusers, threaten the status quo. Saying, no, I mean, born to rock, and rock means threaten the status quo, you know. And oddly enough, you know, I came out of UC Berkeley, you know, University of California, Berkeley,
right.
And the motto of the school that I came out of there was question the status quo. That's, you know, that's the old Berkeley spirit, you know. So I've really tried to apply that in the musical realm, and it applies to a lot of things, you know, like pharmaceutical companies are you know, so many people in this, they've turned into just drug dealers, you know, like, you know, legal drug dealers. There's people are walking around this country on tranquilizers and antipsychotics, and old people have, like, fishing tackle boxes full of 12 different colored pills, you know, that they're supposed to take. And, you know, and there's the pills are, half the pills are to against the, you know, for the side effects of the other pills, and, you know, and you end up taking 9 pills, and the last one causes the thing, the first one is... But, I mean, it's not just the drug industry, it's the food industry. So some of the songs that are so what you have is the EP. We have another 8 or 10 songs, and they're songs about the food, you know, I think the food industry is messed up in this country. There's that, you know, a lot of people are, you know, eating stuff that's not really healthy and junk food, and, you know, there's a problem with obesity in this country. It's all kind of linked back to this, to corporate control, out of control corporate power, basically, you know. And so my heroes, you know, in music are people like, you know, Bob Marley, and believe it or not, Pussy Riot, you know. Pussy Riot, like, they're kind of strange music, not musically, you know, but they went to jail, you know. They
in Russia, of all places, Jesus,
yeah.
Christ, yeah.
I mean, yeah, to get up on and do a punk rock video in a Russian Orthodox cathedral.
And piss the shit out of everybody and yeah. land them in jail. I mean, that's pretty fucking brave when you think about it.
To me,
and under Putin.
Exactly. That's what music's supposed to be, you know?
Yes.
You know, like, and so Rage Against the Machine, they were the same way. You know, they did a concert on Wall Street, you know, and I think they almost got arrested. They have a great video. So, I mean, guys like that, and, I mean, the Sex Pistols, believe it or not, you know, Sex Pistols, you know, we're not trying, you know.
Oh, God, I mean, Save the Queen, yes.
Yeah, you know, going down the Thames River in a boat, you know, getting arrested for going outside, you know, the Queen's palace, you know, on a boat and singing God Save the Queen.
So but, what are you going to do? Okay. I'm just playing. But no, yeah. Seriously.
I don't know. We'll have to see. I mean, the live gig. Well, ironically, so you heard the album. We have a song called Hang the Banker. So
yes.
we played at Bottle Rock, you know, Bottle Rock Festival in Napa, and we were on the same stage, you know, with Black Keys, Flaming Lips, Kings of Leon, all kinds of great bands, it was the Citibank stage. So there we are, you know, on the Citibank stage, and now I'm writing songs saying "Hang the Bankers." But anyways, it's a little bit tongue in cheek, but not really, because you know, I guess, you know, the other kind of my other, you know, musical heroes are Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger, people like that, people who buck the system. You know, I mean, music is supposed to be scary. It's supposed to be it's supposed to challenge. You know, it's supposed to, you know, inspire people and challenge people, you know, and challenge the system. And so much of music is not doing that now. You know, people have just kind of sold out, and like I said, it's this cookie cutter, you know, girl teen pop stuff, you know, and which, you know, so that what they do is they crank out hits that go to number one. They feel like they failed if their record doesn't go to number one. But after it goes to number one, it falls like, you know, like a dead bird or something from the sky. And I don't think these songs are going to be, a lot of this music today is not going to be remembered, you know, in a few years' time. You know, maybe people will, you know, it's just not going to, it doesn't have any staying power, you know. It's just like flash in the pan, you know, make big bucks and run, you know, that's what they're trying to do. So, you know, so, I mean, we're talking about a lot of economic stuff here, but, you know, we're really trying to do this musically. So, you know, I've spent a lot of time, like you asked, how does it feel to be done? We're still kind of mixing, doing the master mixes on some of the songs for the whole album that aren't done yet. But I've really had a lot of fun coming up with a guitar sound that I like. You know, like, I don't know if you've noticed, but came up with a really modern rock sound, you know, and all the songs aren't like that, but maybe a third or half of them are pretty rocking and the tone. I really worked for a long time to develop a sound that I was really happy with on the guitars. You know, I play all the guitars in this band, so the tone of defiance, of rock guitars, you know, it's got to go with our message. And so I'm pretty happy with that. We're still working on getting the master mixes on some of these last songs that you haven't heard yet.
For more on the band, check them out at their official website, www.therefusers.com. From their EP, Born to Rock, here is The Refusers once again with Hang the Bankers.
For the Refusers, I mean, what was your musical background? I mean, what was the course musically before all this?
Well, I actually was a studio musician in L.A. for a while, again, that's like taking the vow of poverty, you know, where you wait for the phone to ring, and so I would play in studios and I'd go out on tours, you know, nothing super big time, although. I would go on the road. We were like opening acts for Big Audio Dynamite, things like that. You know, playing. You know, I'm used to playing. You know, reasonably large. You know, thousands of people in front. So as a side man, and also you know on records and stuff. But I got to see the record industry from the inside in L.A. And it sucks. You know, it really does. I mean, you know, I was part of recording. Like people's goals. You know, it's like I got to get a record deal. The record deal. I got to get signed to a major label, and I was part as a studio musician. I was part of projects like that, where, you know, these bands would get signed and they'd get a limited budget of $100,000 or $200,000 or something, and it sounds like a lot of money, but it would all go into recording, and the way music industry accounting works is, you would spend it all in the studio, and. The studio wouldn't like it, and they would never promote it. And the band would actually end up owing the record company money. I mean, it's
right.
A standard thing. That's happened over and over. And so it's like the people who are, so one thing I like about how the music industry has changed now is that there are no gatekeepers like that. So now, you know, with Spotify and you know, iTunes, and the doors are wide open. You can get out there and you get your, you know, record, anybody and his brother can record something and get it out there. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to be, you know, people are going to want to listen to it. So the next step is it has to be good and it has to be inspiring and people want to listen, you know, people want to listen to it. So that's what we're trying to do with a publicity push here and get noticed and try to inspire. As well as push the Refusers and get people to listen to our music, we want to, like, push the music, kind of nudge things in a more, like I said, meaningful direction. And just to give you an idea, I was looking, they just came out with this, you know, so I'm, you know, one of the songs on there that you listen to is called Information Junkie, which is about people on cell phones and stuff, you know, and, you know, people doing, walking around, not looking where they're going with their head bent down with their thumbs on the phone. But I'm kind of making fun of that. But I am an information junkie. I'm not a smartphone junkie, but I spend a lot of my time reading and staying on top of stuff. You know, my background on Wall Street is like you have to know everything all the time, you know. So I read, you know, all the major newspapers every day, even though I have a song that's critical of the New York
right.
Times. I'm a paid-up subscriber of the New York Times. I read the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, you know, all these papers every day, not cover to cover, but, you know, I pretty much know what's going on. But a story that just came out in the last few days is the total music sales, total music revenues in the last year, in 2015, were $7 billion. Sounds like a lot of money, but when you start comparing it, you know, with my business background, I started looking around and comparing it to other stuff, and like Cheerios are like $2 billion. General Mills is like $10 billion. No, more than that, it's $18 billion. So, I mean, one breakfast food company is like twice as big as the entire music industry. Drug companies like GM, $152 billion in sales compared to a music business of $7 billion. Apple, $234 billion in sales. Music
wow.
industry, $7 billion. Merck, big drug company, $40 billion. Boeing, you know, airliners, defense industry, $91 billion versus $7 billion. So, again, back to the thing of, you know, you got to take a vow of poverty. Nobody's in the music industry. Yeah, I mean, people think they're going to get become a rock star and ride around and, you know, stretch limousines and fly around in motor jets and stuff. That's certainly not my goal. I'm not, that's not what the refusers are after. We're really a grassroots, you know, trying to get inside of people's heads, basically, and be a source of inspiration, you know, not, rather than, you know, riding around in limousines and stuff. I was a little appalled I mentioned we played at Bottle Rock, and, you know, the Black Keys, they had, like, a whole entourage, you know. I mean, just a couple guys, right? It's like two guys.
Right.
But they had, like, security and this and that. And we all shared the backstage, you know, it was, like, backstage in common for all the artists there. And there were all kinds of artists. And most people were really friendly and you know, you got to hang out with everybody and meet everybody and everything. But the Black Keys, man, you couldn't even go to the bathroom. They had, like, their security guys had the artist thing closed off, so the artist couldn't even go to the bathroom.
You know? Jeez.
But, so that's what I hope, you know, I mean, that's, you know, I'm not under no illusions. You know, we're not trying to be the Black Keys or anything. I'm not comparing myself to them. But it can go to your head, you know what I mean? Like, the music, you know, and, of course, now I hear Black Keys songs on Cadillac commercials, you know. So, where I like the Black Keys sound, you know. I mean, I've always liked it a lot. I love their sound. I love their songs, and it's real simple and clean, you know, drums and guitar. Great sound, but you can kind of, I don't know, you have to be careful, you know. You know, I guess what I'm saying is, you know, just people, they get successful and they kind of forget where they came from. They forget their roots, and kind of goes to their head. And, you know, that's certainly not what the refusers are about. We don't have anything to go to our heads at the moment. But if we do, I mean, we're more interested in inspiring people and actually, you know, making people aware of what's going on in the wider economy and how people are getting screwed, you know.
For more on the band, check them out at their official website, www.therefusers.com. And here they are once again with Information Junkie.
Operation Funky. Let her out by the nose. Operation Funky. Operation Funky. Afraid to rock the boat. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. The thing from the coon. It's like a rolling circus. Keeps the mind sedated, so the blades serve their purpose. On electronic incarceration. On electronic incarceration.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Michael Belkin for his time and his music, and a special thanks goes out to Rhonda of Team RMG. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC. A limited liability company and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.